President John Evans Atta Mills has invited investors in the U.S. to invest in Ghana's railway sector. He said the country cannot continue to leave the sector the way it is and called for expertise and investment to turn it around. President Mills made the request when he visited the New York Stock Exchange as a special guest. In a discussion with officials of Union Pacific, a major player in U.S. railway sector listed on the stock exchange, President Mills said with the discovery of oil and gas, an integrated development agenda system will significantly improve the lot of Ghanaians. The director of communications at the presidency, Kokua Nidoho, spoke to Radio Ghana from New York.
The president spoke to specifically to the railway sector and then tried to entice people to or the investors to come and look at our railway sector. I mean, once we can get that up and running, we are in business as a nation. So there are people on the ground who are going to continue with their networks. Of course, we have our ambassador here, His Excellency Ambassador Kanda, and his trade officers and some other Ghanaians. Interestingly, we bumped into a few Ghanaians at the stock exchange. So it was an interesting experience. I'm sure that together we will try and move the agenda forward.
Director of Communications at the presidency, Kokou Anidoho, talking to Radio Ghana from New York. The senior vice president in charge of global affairs and government relations of the New York Stock Exchange, Jeffrey Eubank, who took President Mills round exchange, was grateful to the president for being their guest. He expressed the hope that President Mills will do them the honor again when he is re-elected. Speaking to Radio Ghana's Kingsley Obinze earlier, Mr. Anidoho said interest in Ghana among investors is very high. This, he said, is good for Ghana's economy and business in general.
The New York Stock Exchange, as you know, if not the best in the world, then it's one of the best in the world. And that's where all the financial thinking goes on. If the New York Stock Exchange is looking at you, then obviously you must be doing something right or wrong. In this case, it's about the Ghana's economy moving on the right path. And so the president went there and put forward a stronger case for Ghana's investment climate.
He might have held meetings.
Yeah, he was with the vice president in charge of governmental affairs of the stock exchange, Mr. Jeffrey Eubank. The main interaction had to do was with Mr. Jeffrey Eubank. But of course, on the sidelines, he met with the board chairman of Cosmos Energy. And I'm sure we all know Cosmos Energy in relation to Ghana's oil mine. Significantly, he was on the floor of the exchange where all the buzzing takes place and had the opportunity to feel at first hand. Of course, significantly, President Mills was instrumental in setting up Ghana's stock exchange. And so the stock market is nothing new to him. But of course, there's always a first experience. And it was a good experience for President Mills. And most importantly, a good experience for Mother Ghana. Interestingly, in the Financial Times, there's a positive article on Ghana. And we all know what the Financial Times means when it comes to the thinking of Wall Street.
Can you tell us a little bit of what that article says?
Basically, it stands up for the way Ghana's economy is being managed vis-a-vis all the financial crunch worldwide. The indicators look good, and they think that it's a place that investors must buy. President Mills is doing something right, obviously. Of course, he's the first person to admit that we haven't gotten everything right, and he will never say so. But I think that gradually, all the French say, petit à petit, l'oiseau fait son nid.
You might have listened to other people doing business on this floor. What were they saying about Ghana? Did they have so much knowledge, or perhaps they were just making inquiries?
There's enough knowledge about Ghana on the New York Stock Exchange. I mean, once we discovered oil and gas in commercial quantity, don't forget that Cosmos Energy is also listed here on the New York Stock Exchange. So there's already the buzz here when it comes to Ghana and what is happening. I think that what most of the investors are looking for is more of democratic stability. That is why the president never loses an opportunity to reinforce the fact that come next year, nothing untoward will happen so that we can have the stability that will drive the investors and the investments into Ghana.
Director of Communications, Kokou Anidoho, talking to Kingsley Obinze.